This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
On Mother's Day, another mass shooting, this time here in Colorado Springs, where police say a man walked into a birthday party inside a trailer at the Canterbury Trailer Park in southeast Colorado Springs, shot and killed six people before officials say he took his own life. A number of children at the party were reportedly uninjured. They're now with the various family members. Police say the suspect was the boyfriend of one of the female's victims. Police now is trying to establish a motive in this case. We have continuing team coverage now with ABC's Doreen Zah.
Colorado's latest mass shooting coming just over a month after a gunman allegedly killed 10 people, including a police officer inside a Boulder supermarket. Across the country, there have been at least 191 mass shootings, defined as four or more people injured or killed so far this year.
Daniel Garcia lives in the Canterbury Mobile Park here in southeast Colorado Springs.
It's just like sad because like somebody lost their mother, you know, on like right before Mother's Day. I don't want that happening to my family, you know.
Garcia says that violence is pretty out of the ordinary for that neighborhood.
Everybody just gets along, like these neighbors right here, we all get along, like we all talk to each other. It's a pretty tight community. Rest in peace to the people that died, you know.
We have continuing coverage of this shooting incident over at KRDO.com. Police in Pueblo currently investigating a homicide. Police have released very few details, but asking for drivers to continue to stay clear of the area of the Highway 50 bypass westbound from Bonfort as the active investigation is continuing. We are following this case and will provide updates as they're made available right here on KRDO News Radio. El Paso County deputies say they have a suspect in custody following a Sunday night stabbing near the 7-Eleven on B Street. The assault leading to a short-lived manhunt for a suspect as deputies quickly closed off the scene, released a canine unit to track down that suspect. That all before learning the suspect actually stayed on scene during all of that commotion. Lieutenant John Sarkeesian says the circumstances surrounding the stabbing are under investigation.
When deputies arrived, there was a lot of chaos and a lot of people moving around. So it's really unknown what the actual situation was that led to the stabbing. But that's why we're continuing the investigation to find out.
The victim went into surgery last night for treatment of that serious stab wound to the arm. Their condition has not been updated this morning. Family and friends of Dalton Buchholz, a man shot and killed by police in Canyon City last week, hit the streets over the weekend to protest. They say there is no need for the shooting that took their loved one's life. Katrina Lance was a friend of Dalton for more than 20 years, and while she's devastated he's gone, she says that she was touched by the turnout of support.
We want justice for Dalton, and we want it peacefully. We don't want, you know, riots or anything like that. We just want to bring to light what has happened to him, because it's not okay, and it's not right.
Colorado Bureau of Investigation has taken the lead on this investigation. There have been no updates about that shooting investigation so far. Longtime Pueblo City Councilman Ray Aguilera has passed away at the age of 76. His daughter shared the news yesterday morning that he had passed away in her Denver home surrounded by family members. Early last week, he was moved to the Denver area under hospice care. The cause of the death has not been announced. Aguilera served on the Pueblo City Council for over 13 years, representing the Bessemer area. He suffered a heart attack during a city council work session back in January, but was back serving on the council just 1 month later. El Paso County Search and Rescue provided assistance to multiple agencies to help recover a bear after it fell down a waterfall at the Broadmoor Seven Falls Resort. KRDO's Brent Carmen has details.
According to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the bear was estimated to be 3 to 4 years old and about 250 pounds. It fell down 15 feet to an upper part of the falls and was unable to move its back legs. The bear then fell another 40 feet down the waterfall. Officers with CPW were called in to euthanize the crippled bear. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
And the largest neighborhood park renovation in city history. That's what Mayor Suthers promised at Saturday's groundbreaking for the new Panorama Park in southeast Colorado Springs. Construction started weeks ago at the park near Panorama Middle School, with crews demolishing the old baseball field and picnic area. The city plans to build a new bike park and skate park, full playground with a splash pad as well. Neighbors hope the park renovation will help lower crime and increase the community feeling in the area. Mayor Suthers says this is only part of the work doing to help in that southeast East corridor.
Really exciting things are happening in the southeast. So I look forward to returning this time next year to see the final product here at Panorama and to celebrate this exciting transformation as we all together, all of us as citizens of Colorado Springs, continue to create a city that matches our majestic scenery.
Cloudy skies and cool for your Monday with numerous rain showers. Those rain showers will likely switch over to snow showers tonight and overnight into Tuesday morning. Highs on Monday in the upper 30s around Colorado Springs, in the mid and upper 40s around the Pueblo area. And again, accumulating snow in the higher elevations of Teller County and across the Palmer Divide, 1 to 2 inches possible around Colorado Springs. Still chilly with rain showers on Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.